What's the difference between hearing something and actually receiving it? Paul commended the young church in Thessalonica because of how they responded to God's word. He wrote, "We also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers." Notice that word, accepted. Not just heard, accepted. The Greek word carries the idea of welcoming something. The Thessalonians didn't just listen to the message, they embraced it as truth from God. That's why the scriptures had such an impact on their lives. The impact of scripture in your life is directly tied to how you view it. If you see it as suggestion, it won't shape you. If you treat it as background noise, it won't move you. But when you receive it and welcome it as God's word, it begins to take root. It starts to change you from the inside out. And Jesus often taught crowds who heard him, but not all welcomed what he said. Some dismissed him as a troublemaker. Others were intrigued, but never acted. But some believed, and their lives were completely changed. They left everything to follow him. The difference wasn't in the message. It was how they responded to the message. And that's still true today. We can sit under teaching, read scripture daily, even agree with it intellectually, and still remain unchanged if we never truly welcome it. If we never let it challenge us, confront us, or call us to obedience. As you read God's word this week, ask yourself, am I just hearing this, or am I welcoming it? Slow down. Take one truth. Think about it throughout your day. Then respond in obedience. Because scripture doesn't transform us when we simply hear it. It transforms us when we receive it as what it really is, the word of God.